I'm Jenny Allen, and you are listening to Made for This podcast. And this week, we are talking about what it means to live resilient rather than fragile. Let's go.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis14 and use code MadeForThis14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. And now, here's Jenny.
I'm going to give you guys a little secret that all of you that are IF Local leaders are going to love. It's always a big moment when we reveal the theme of IF Gathering. And here you go. I'm going to read to you the passage, and we're going to talk about it today, that we are going to use as a theme of IF Gathering. When I was imagining what we needed to do this year, I was actually at an event and I was singing a song and I was about to go up and speak. And many of you know this song. It talks about the mountains and shadows and that God is coming for us and he is coming into the places of darkness and he is overcoming the darkness and that the mountains can't stand before him and the lies don't hold before him. You probably know the song. I don't know how much trouble I'll get in for using the lyrics right now, but you get the idea. And when I was singing it, I was about to go up and speak and I was nervous because I actually was singing the words and I was like, I don't know if I believe this right now, God. It feels like the lies and the shadows and the mountains and the darkness is winning. It feels like it's winning. Why are you not coming through the darkness and showing your power? And so I got up on stage and I was honest about that. I said, this is my fear. Like this is in the back of my mind as I begin today, this is what I worry about. But you know what changes everything is being in the midst of believers and singing that song with each other. And so as we head into this year of IF Gathering, IF 2022, which is March 4th and 5th, you do not want to miss it. You need to go sign up right now. IF2022.com. Go sign up right now. You're going to host in your home. Just trust me. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to read to you what we're going to talk about. 1 Peter 1, 13 through 16. And I don't often do this, but I'm going to read this verse in the message just because it is so beautifully written in the message. So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better than you do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness. And God said, I am holy, you be holy. These verses have ministered to us in this office. And the reason why is because we're tired, just like all of you, and we aren't feeling very resilient. In fact, we often feel like we are full of doubt and we are tired and we are slipping back into old patterns and we are doubting God. And why I love these verses is it sets the stage for, hey, no, roll up your sleeves. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's be full of faith. Let's not forget that God is with us, that God is for us. In these verses, he says this. He said, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life. And that pulling, that God is pulling us into his way that is beautiful and obedient and kind and good and full of health and thriving. That river that we've talked about in the season, that river of thriving, that river of being a healthy, regulated person that can love other people and not be taken out by the currents of selfishness and laziness and pride. This resilience that we need right now, it's not going to come from ourselves. It's going to come from God. It's going to come from his power and his way and him pulling us into that river. Now, there's a lot of reasons why this is hard. I think the number one, and this is the one I want to spend the most time on, is we are just so tired. We are so tired. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know how many of you, in fact, you can let me know, you can text me because I have a little text group that's super fun. We interact. And I would love for you to text me your answers to this, but I feel like possibly since COVID, my husband and I just physically from having COVID have not felt the same since before. So I think there's a physical aspect to a lot of us that have had COVID that we're just not quite back to ourselves. But I also think living the way we lived for a year, a lot slower, a lot lazier, that it's just so hard to get back to regular rhythms and patterns of living, that it feels difficult to just be energetic again. It's like we're forcing ourselves. There's always going to be an absence of resilience in our lives if we're trying to find it in ourselves. I do believe that there is within us a spirit who is waiting to be asked, that God is waiting to be asked to give us what we need in a day, to give us resilience, to give us strength, to give us power, to give us what we need. I believe the opposite of resilience is being fragile. And I believe right now, if we were to sit down and have coffee and we were really candid with each other, we would both say, hey, I do feel fragile right now. I just feel a little bit unsure and shaky. I told you guys about the Instagram post where I asked everybody why they were anxious. And one of the main reasons that people shared is that there's uncertainty, that we look ahead and it feels uncertain and unknown, and like anything bad could happen at any moment. And that is, you know what, that was always true, but we know it now. We are in touch with it every single day now, that bad things are happening around the world every minute, and we're not protected from that. And yet we can live resilient through unknown circumstances, through difficulties, because there is a God who says, I have put my spirit in you, and you have full access to that spirit. Therefore, you are not people of fear. You are not people of doubt. You are people that are full of power and self-discipline and love. That's who you are. That is our identity, that we get to roll up our sleeves and be steadfast and faithful, that we don't go back to who we were and what we didn't know before God. We know now we have God and that there is a good ending to this story. So we don't panic. We don't freak out. We roll up our sleeves and we love people and we show people strength in the midst of difficulty. And that doesn't mean we don't have bad days, that we don't have days where we feel especially fragile. One thing I've noticed when I feel weak and when I feel fragile is I tend to sin more and I tend to not care that I'm sinning. And that is probably the scariest part of all. And in this verse, he says really clearly, don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing, which isn't that the best description of sin? That when we're tired, when we're not walking with God, when we're not depending on his strength, we slip into evil. We don't necessarily willfully choose it. We just are tired and we slip into evil and we slip back into old grooves and we do what we feel like doing, which is so interesting, even just that language, because that's what the world will tell you to do when you're tired, when you're exhausted, when you're empty. What do you feel like doing? Do that, whatever that is. And I've noticed when I do those things, I don't feel rested. I don't feel full. I don't feel satisfied. In fact, I feel more empty.
Oh, I could seriously go on and on about HelloFresh. You guys know that we love it over here. It is a easy meal planning kit that delivers fresh ingredients to your door and makes it easy to create meals that your whole family will love. And right now they have a holiday treat for you. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis14 and use code madeforthis14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. The holidays are upon us and they can be a little bit hectic, but HelloFresh keeps things really simple with recipes that cut back on meal prep and cleanup so you can spend less time in the kitchen and more quality time with your friends and family. Each week, you can pick from over 50 menu and market items to choose from. So there's vegetarian options, calorie smart options, and even some gourmet options. Ingredients travel from the farm to your door within a week, so you get all the convenience without skimping on the quality. You can save on average $65 a month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to spend on activities and time with your loved ones. HelloFresh just does something so special with burgers. They make even a basic simple burger taste gourmet, and it's one of our favorite things that we get in our HelloFresh box. My kids love it, my husband loves it, and they are so good and fun to make. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis14 and use code madeforthis14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. And now, back to Jenny.
I talked about a day a few weeks ago where I was really, really anxious. And if I'm honest, that day I had been traveling for several weeks. I had been speaking probably a dozen times prior to that. And in the past weeks, I had been exhausted by work and family and all the demands of my life. And for one day I was like, I'm just going to watch TV for the few hours that I had in the day, and I'm going to not work out that day, and I'm going to eat whatever I want. I literally made chocolate chip cookies and ate a lot of them, and that was my day. And if I'm honest, like, it had so much anxiety in that day, and I felt so worried, and a part of me was coping with my anxiety with food and comfort and Netflix. And I mean, it's okay. Like my sweet husband, he came home. I was like, I don't know that this isn't my fault, but I've been so anxious today. And here's what I've done. And he saw the chocolate chip cookies downstairs. And he was like, yeah. He said, and he was so cute. He said, Jenny, you've gone so hard. It's okay. Like, it's okay to have a day like that. And it is. I'm not saying it's not. But what I want to point out about that is that I didn't feel better in that day. Like, I didn't feel refreshed and refueled because of that day. I felt more empty and more unsettled. And honestly, a day of rest, a faithful and good day of rest for me is to work out, is to take a walk with a good friend. It is to not stay at home alone in the dark watching movies. Like, it actually is choosing things that refresh my soul. It is sitting down in my favorite coffee shop with my Bible and being with God, not because of work, but because I love Him and I like Him. And that is a good Sabbath for me. Sabbath is not for me just crawling into bed. Resilience and strength builds up in us, not when we check out, but when we connect with God and with other people. So this week, if you're needing a takeaway, if you need to go, okay, what does it look like for me to rest well so that I can be more resilient, so that I can be more strong? Build your perfect day. And I don't want to put boundaries on it, but build things that give you life and peace, not what you feel like doing. Don't slip back into what you feel like doing. Think about what actually fills you up and what brings you peace and what brings you life. And I promise you, filling yourself up with a day like that causes you to be less fragile. Resilience is built over time. I took a long break from working out and I've gone back. And I remember the first few weeks, I was constantly getting corrected in class that I was doing it wrong and to fix my form. And I was so discouraged because I had practiced its Pilates. I had practiced Pilates prior. And so I used to be good at this. And then today, like just today, I've been doing it now for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. And my instructor was like, great job. And I know it's probably because I'm getting like the most improved award, but honestly, I am better than I was 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. And I wish that I could go back and just pick back up and be strong and be in great shape. But the reality is resilience is built over time. It is built with multiple inputs and work. And I really believe that we want to be healthy individuals without doing any of the work. And so yes, there's a dependence on the Spirit of God, but we put ourselves in the way of God. We put ourselves in the places where God's Spirit can fill us, fuel us, and cause life and thriving in our way. And yeah, it's okay. You know, it's okay to have the day where you stay in bed and eat chocolate chip cookies. Great, do it. But just know its limitations. Just know that that isn't going to cause life and thriving and that that isn't going to cause health. It's okay. Sabbath is a new practice for me, and I'm getting really zealous about what it entails for me, but I needed to be taught this is how to do it. And one of the ways I have learned that is through John Mark Comer. He has taught me like, hey, Sabbath is different than just staying in bed all day. It actually is these things that bring you life and thriving. And so if you have not read his book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, it taught me so much about Sabbath, about building that into my life. So that would be my takeaway from you. Go grab that book and sit down with it and imagine and plan with your friends or loved ones what it looks like to build that Sabbath into your life. Strength comes from abiding. Strength comes from being with God, and we've got to build effective ways to do that. You guys, this podcast is truly one of my very favorite ways to connect with you. And we are trying to find creative ways that we can hear back from you, because sometimes it feels like we're just speaking into the air out there. And we know you're really out there. There's so many of you listening and really have been with us since the very beginning. So we want to hear from you. So we've set up a new text message system where we can talk to you, where we can tell you things, what's going on. We can send you free guides that we're building and tools that complement the podcast. If you signed up for our text before this, this is a new system, so you're going to need to sign up again. Text the word podcast to 214-225-6267. One of the reasons I like this system is I'm going to be able to text you back. Now, not all the time, guys. I lead a crazy life with all my kiddos and work, but every once in a while, I'm going to get on there and reply. So send me messages. I would love to hear what this podcast has meant to you and just where you're from and who you are. So text the word podcast to 214-225-6267.